Turned On with Sue and John is brought to you by Eden Fantasies. Ready for a little undercover fun? With Connection, you are always on a secret spy mission for the most intense orgasm that will not be detected by anyone. This is more than a vibrator. It's your partner in crime for a sneaky escapade or a third accomplice when you're doing the nasty with your partner. Get yours at EdenFantasies.com/turned on or click their banner at TurnedOnPodcast.com.
This is the podcast for passionate, sex-positive, and pervy people. Entertaining and informative discussions about the latest in sex and sexuality. From ethical non-monogamy to kink to dating and romance and everything in between. She is legendary syndicated talk show host and sex therapist Sue McGarvey. He is notoriously naughty international radio host John the Milkman Milky. This is Turned On with Sue and John.
It is the sexiest podcast on the planet. And for this edition of Turned On with Sue and John, we're actually rolling video, which reveals to you, the audience, that, well, Sue and I actually do this from some very unsexy spaces. You're just moving into a new place. I've been dealing with mice and squirrels and stuff, and we've had to tear this studio apart because we also had a dishwasher flood. But anyway, we'll make things sexy soon. We're glad you're here. It's Turned On with Sue and John. I'm John, she's Sue. Wow, that's quite the new space you're in.
It's amazing. I'm so excited, but it's madness because I moved, you know, a couple of days ago, and here we are doing recording, and it's Valentine's week, which is, you know, madness at the best of times. I have five speaking engagements, and I have to MC a anti-Valentine's Day party on Wednesday at the, you know, the rough and tumble Carlton Tavern where they're going to do, like, I don't know, I think it's a Johnny Cash, you know, rock memorabilia thing going on where everybody's wearing black armbands, anti-Valentine's Day.
It's amazing how big that has become. On my show, I've been talking a lot about like animal shelters for a donation. We'll put your ex's name on a litter box and let the cats just piss and poop all over your ex's name. There are zoos that will name a cockroach after your ex. And I just had a story today about a scrapyard in England that for a fee will spray paint your ex-lover's name on the side of a car and then crush your former crush. It's so romantic, this Valentine's Day thing.
Well, there is some things, and we're going to give you some hacks. If you haven't thought of anything to do, we've got some ideas on what women find memorable around Valentine's Day, which is the experience, not the stuff.
All right.
But for a lot of people, they just don't have that, you know, they just don't know what to do. So we've got you covered.
Yes, we do. It's Turned On with Sue and John online at turnedonpodcast.com. Let's start here, Sue, a brand new list of expert sex hacks.
Things to do to up the sex appeal. Now, I've been talking a lot, again, with my singles group, I do the Over 40 Connect, is the idea of something called flies, which are flirting with your eyes.
Okay.
Here I am looking at you today.
Kind of like how Tyra Banks has her smize for photographs.
Right.
Flies. Okay.
So what you want to do is, couples who flirt together apparently have better sex, according to the new survey from the University of Denver. So I guess they're all practicing on the ski hill. So what you want to do is eye contact for a minimum of three seconds, and then really work on flirting, sending your partner, you know, cleavage shots, ass shots, really upping the flirting. Those people where it's the slow burn all day have better sex. Number two, you want to watch the alcohol and drugs. You want to build tension. They talk about the cheap rope you can get. And I've been talking about this forever. The cheap rope, you can go to Home Depot and buy the cheap rope and then cut it up into different lengths and practice one basic knot. We should do one here where we get and we do a practice, a basic knot.
Okay.
So you can hook your person. And I have carabiners all over. Carabiner, is that what they're called? Carabiners?
Carabiner anyway. Hooks. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can just detach them. There it is. You want to do try the sexual wellness apps. There's some new sex apps, you know, some for erotica, some have a look. Just go to your app store and go new sex apps. And there's some really interesting stuff. There's ones that do role playing, which I really like. You know, you can go to the thrift store and get some, but you can get some really fun, let's just role play and ramp that up. You want to talk about sex in a way that, you know, no hard feelings. Let's sit there and going, your oral skills need some work. Here's what I'd really like you to do. Watch the teeth or work on your tongue thing or stop, you know, giving up after, you know, 90 seconds. You want to prioritize pleasure. Somebody said the advent calendar. I told you I got that advent calendar of Tenga toys, which I had so much fun with. I've been giving them out. I think I have a few left. I've been giving out them like all through the year. So that's fun. And the last thing we talked about, sex dates and why you need to put a couple on your calendar for 2024. Like put some big sex dates on and see what you can do. Even if you just say, okay, I'm going to book, I don't know, February 21st. We're going to just randomly choose a day and this is what we're going to do. It's a super hot way. So some new sex hacks in keeping with, you know, a hot week of Valentine's sex.
Turned on with Sue and John.
With Sue McGarvey, it's the Milkman John Milky. Next up, a listener question, Sue. Someone wants to change the rules of their open marriage.
Yeah, I had a question. And here's the deal. It was from her. And she said she pushed for the open marriage. She said, you know, I've been thinking about it. I'm in my 30s. Our kids are, you know, sort of, you know, like 8 and 9 and the parents take them a lot. And I'm just so needing something. And I've been fantasizing about opening it up. So I did. I pushed hard for it. However, now I want to change the boundaries because my partner, you know, didn't want a divorce and wasn't sure about it. But now he's all in. And he's got a new partner. And sort of I didn't want to hear about the new partners. We did, you know, they didn't start with swinging. They started with go find your own boyfriend, girlfriend.
Okay.
Well, that is certainly the most dangerous for marriages. It's certainly the most intimate. And what happened is he's got somebody new in his life and spending some time. And now she's saying, I want to change the boundaries. I want to change the rules. I want to hear about it. And he's not talking, not sharing, and it's causing all kinds of problems.
Right,
and I'm like,
right.
Yep.
So she's been a hot wife. He's been a hot husband kind of thing. And well, it all circles back to what we often talk about, communication.
Except, and she wants more communication. He doesn't. He wants privacy in this new relationship. She wants to manage things a little bit more and just said she just didn't get how intimate this was going to be, how problematic, how much time, the marriage, the sneaking around, the difficulties. And open marriage, as I said, it's not for people who just jump into it. It isn't.
No,
it is not for the faint of heart. You need to have rules. You need to have boundaries. You need to have contracts. You need to talk about it a lot. You need to understand the dynamics. You need to know your ability about, you know, how you're going to deal with jealousy. And people don't know how jealous they're going to be until it hits them like, you know, somebody's just, you know, smacked them across the head. And that's what's going on here.
And that's why you and I have often talked about baby steps, right? Like go to a swingers club, but don't swing. Just be in the environment. The next time you go, maybe if you find somebody attractive, articulate that to your partner. See if you can't dance with them. See if you can't be handsy with them. See if you can't have a kiss with them. Go back home. Discuss how did you feel about watching me? How did you feel about his hand on my ass? How did you feel about the kiss? And you evolve into it and you keep talking about how do you feel about this? You know, are you okay with where this is going, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It sounds like they just jumped right into the deep end.
Yep. And that is, you know, this is Hiroshima, right? So we're taking, you're right, baby steps, just dip a toe, see how it feels. There is a process. And what you want to do is so you don't hit these kind of landmines is you need to do that. Now, I teach a non-monogamy class. I haven't done it in a while, but it's you know, I have a thing for new swingers called Swinger Class, which talks about how do you get there, right? So swingerclass.com if you're interested in hearing about it. But it starts you from the basics and going, here's what you do. Here's 30 days of coaching on what you need to do today to sort of enter into swinging. Here's what you do tomorrow. So, you know, you're looking at Valentine's week. If this is something you want to do, let's talk about every little step every day because you need some handholding so you're not calling lawyers because it's too expensive a proposition and, you know, you're going to blow up things with kids. I had somebody who had a business.
Ouch.
Just walk gently into this night, which leads me into my next discussion point, which are the Points about jealousy, how to tame the green-eyed monster.
Mm.
You know, the experts are saying there are three kinds of jealousy. There's retrograde, worried about your partner's past lovers that you don't measure up. Romantic jealousy, worried about current lovers and do they love you enough or who you're having coffee with. And worried jealousy, basically concerns you're about to be upgraded. Right? And understanding, we've talked about this before, that it's a range of emotion. You know, is it real or perceived? Sadness, anger, loneliness, inadequacy, envy, depression, fear, hurt, all of them at the same time or one. And there's different workbooks on dealing with emotion, but you need to get quiet and identify what is really going on. Are you just pissed? Are you pissed that they're, you know, not pushing back? Are you hurt? Are you really worried you're going to be upgraded? Like, what's the thing? Because jealousy's you can't get rid of it. It's a primal reaction that something in your life that's important to you is being threatened.
So how do you get that out of your head?
Well, you build your bandwidth. You know, it's any emotional or mental challenges. You make sure you're firing on all cylinders. You're taking good care of yourself. You know, sleep well, anti-anxiety. Don't do it when you're PMSing. Call a friend. All of that. Look for outside stresses and how that's working. And don't be home alone. Like, don't be pacing the house, mulling about it. Do something about it. Call a friend. Go shopping. Go out. Find a therapist if you're really struggling. And in the emotional freedom technique, right? We can practice it here. Now I'm on video. I can show everybody, right? It's tapping. And what that does is it triggers your amygdala to just calm the fuck down. Like, just stop it. Get your own needs met. If you're neglected, use your words. Do something else, you know, or find a friend. And what happens, like I'm seeing it right now, I was in a group therapy last night with my team. And one of them was saying that when she feels neglected, she immediately runs out to see if she can find something else because she's so anxious about being mm-hmm. neglected.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to work through that to tell to her partner, I'm feeling neglected. So I'm either getting jealous or I'm pulling away. You need to pay attention to this because this is like ding, 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 ding in terms of doing that. So that was a great question. Leads into a good discussion. Get your questions, Sue@sexwithsue.com.
Turned On with Sue and John. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and blasttheradio.com.
Hey, Tampa Bay, I'm coming to see you in March. I'm going to be a lone male in Tampa Bay. There are a lot of clubs I would like to see. So if you are able to guide me, make suggestions, etc., an invitation to connect with me, probably best to do that either through turnedonpodcast.com. Our contact information is there. Or friend me on FetLife. You're looking for megahertz, MEGAHURTS. Cute little play on the whole radio thing. And I bring this up because next on our agenda today, the truth, Sue McGarvey, about sex clubs.
Yep. The truth about, and again, there's like anything else, there's no one size fits all. I have seen ones in Ottawa that were, you know, people's houses. I have seen one that had a private, basically it was an apartment building and you went down to the basement. And I don't know what they had done with the building, but they actually had a small bar in the corner. I don't believe it was legal.
Probably
and
not.
They had some beds, quite a nice space, but it was the climate there was you were expected to disrobe at the door.
Yeah.
Like if you were not there, I was invited on an afternoon before it was open to have a tour of it. But if you went there, like the expectation was you're there to play. So if you're not down to fuck, you need not go. Other places, I was at another one, which was a warehouse, and they had like five pool tables, and everybody went and shot pool and danced. And then, yes, there were beds in the back, but it was way more social. Way, 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 way more social.
If we're talking about the same club, it was in an industrial park, and there were multiple levels to it. There were bedrooms downstairs. They had a hot tub set up in kind of an awkward spot. At least it gave you a little bit of privacy. But yeah, the upstairs was kind of like your high school cafeteria in the 70s and 80s, right? Like it kind of had that feel. But yeah, a couple of pool tables. But at least it let you mingle a little bit at least.
And you had to bring your own alcohol. They weren't licensed and they didn't
exactly.
Make it because it was only open. They didn't sell booze and it was only open Friday and Saturday night. So the ones that sell booze really make it work. There's another one in an industrial park. There was a big one that closed during the pandemic, which was you know, a giant space
mm-hmm.
and with this huge, you know, 7-person shower and lots of, you know, lots of kinky spaces and massage tables. So again, you can dance, and it was the place to dance. It was a huge disco-y dance floor with a great DJ setup.
Yep.
And again, everything's different. But
I believe
a lot of people,
if we're talking about the same place, I believe when I launched my own internet radio station, that's the club I was broadcasting live from every Friday night.
There you go.
Right.
Well, there's lots of different ones around. I knew when I was at Secrets, somebody said they go to Secrets with a whistle. I said, ooh, if you feel that unsafe, you know, I always say befriend the bouncer and let them know. And there have been moments at Secrets, which is a huge monstrous resort in Florida.
Yeah.
Where it's pretty aggressive, right? People in the hot tub sort of trying to put a hand on your knee or whatever. Really learn who the bouncers are and talk to them.
Yeah.
But somebody had a whistle so that she could get the bouncer's attention. I'm like, that's a little unsafe. I think if you're not feeling safe enough to
Don't
use
be
your
there.
Words, because you can always say no, then you're not ready to be there.
Yeah.
So it's finding places that are safe for women and for queer people. You know, the queer folks, you know, often will not, you know, they'll look at some of the FET events and things that are different. And I don't know if you've looked at FET events and FET Life events anytime lately. But there's some real, like, they have bukkake parties. They have, mm-hmm. and if you don't know what bukkake is, it's where a whole bunch of guys are climaxing all over a particular person.
Yep.
Yep. They, you know, they have different kinds of things. So the rule is you want to trust the source. You want to research. You want to, you know, emphasize safety. Absolutely. You may want to find a play partner or a friend with benefits, or even just a buddy that you go with, so that even if you're not a couple, you're there together and you watch each other's backs.
Safety in numbers.
Safety in numbers.
Yep.
And understand that often will people, like, there was a club on the Quebec side called D&D, and mm-hmm. it was an old synagogue. It was incredible.
But really?
It was in a residential neighborhood. Oh, yeah. And lovely space. It was really actually quite a cool space. And what happened was that the people would go outside, especially in the summer, with their alcohol and stand in the parking lots and interrupt the neighbors.
Yeah.
Well, the neighbors called the municipality. Municipality called the province.
Shocking.
The province, shut down their liquor license. So the club could happen, but there was no alcohol. And it died because there was no alcohol.
Yeah.
Right? It's a very much a fuel. And that's a good thing or a bad thing. So, you know, nice to be able to get a drink to just do some liquid courage. You know, and I did my dad bod fashion show on Friday. I brought a case of beer and handed it out to all the models and go, here's your beer while you're getting dressed.
It matters. So our first venture into an actual swingers club was in Las Vegas, of all places. And you would think Vegas, this is like anything goes in Vegas. No, 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 no. Vegas actually has incredibly strict rules about anything to do with sex. But we went to a club called The Green Door, which is in basically a strip mall, but by virtue of its location, no alcohol. And let me tell you, if it's your first time at a swingers club, you want to kind of take the edge off a little bit. So we had to get a little tanked before we went in. And then for the rest of the night, you're pretty much drinking apple juice. And there's just something about that in that setting. It just doesn't feel right.
You know, on the other hand, I know a lot of people, and I have been in lots of situations where if I'm speaking anywhere where there's lifestyle, I'm on water. Like, you'll see me with a bottle of water. I will not drink because I want to be able to make informed consent. I want to be stone cold sober. That being said, I find for a lot of people just that ambiance, it's supposed to be fun and,
yep.
and to watch the role play with that can, you know, be the best of times and the worst of times. So
absolutely.
Just know that clubs are different, and the truth about sex clubs are there is no one size fits all, but they're fun and they're growing and there's new ones. And I think the market, you know, can support that.
The truth about sex clubs coming up next. My favorite segment on the show. We are off to the kinky confessional.
More of Turned On with Sue and John coming up.
Guys, let's talk girth enhancement and penis enlargement. Introducing Fallowfill,
the non-surgical penile treatment.
My name is William Moore, and I developed the Fallow-Fill male enhancement procedure, and I have pioneered the use of hyaluronic acid dermal fillers for penile girth enhancement. Fallow-Fill is the first non-surgical procedure to be recognized by the American Urological Association and the North America Sexual Medicine Society. Our procedure is safe, 100% reversible, and offers a true, undetectable, reliable, aesthetically pleasing result.
Fallow-Fill has treatment locations across the continental USA and in Montreal.
We increase girth in both the flaccid and the erect state, which will help you show better and perform better. The procedure is performed in office under local anesthesia and is about 20 minutes.
Read more online at fallowfill.com. That's P-H-A-L-L-O-F-I-L-L.com.
If you are suffering from social and psychological effects of having the perception of a small penis, we are here to help you.
Tell them you heard this ad on Turned On with Sue and John and receive a free counseling session with Sue McGarvey on what to expect and how to improve your performance with a new, thicker, larger penis. Fallow-Fill, the non-surgical penile treatment. Fallowfill.com. All right, listener, on your knees. That's what you have to do when you go to confession, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You thought I was being dirty. I kind of am. The Kinky Confessional is a place on our website at turnedonpodcast.com where you don't have to enter an email address or a phone number or anything that identifies you. It's just a blank space where you can share your fantasies, things you've done, things you want to do, no judgment, and we can read them on the show. That way, you at least have the satisfaction that, well, somebody knows your kinky confession. First up, this person says, great show, smiley face, thank you. They say, my thing is wake-up sex. My kinky confession is wake-up sex. During the night, being half asleep and really waking up while performing oral on my girlfriend. We both had the best ever orgasms that way. Fun.
Yes. I think being woken up and, you know, like as long as it's not in the first, I don't know, 3 hours. I think in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, no problem. I probably won't get back to sleep, but I mean, it's just try and wake me up at 11:30 after I've gone to sleep. I'm like, I'm impossible to wake up.
Agreed.
And I'm
agreed.
Grumpy. Yeah.
Yeah. If you know that my alarm is set for, let's say, 7 o'clock the next morning, you want to wake me up around 6:40 or so? Okay. Yeah. Much mm-hmm. better then. We have a second confession, our kinky confessional again at turnedonpodcast.com. This person says, I loved hearing the story on this week's podcast, meaning last week's podcast, of the woman who picked up a random guy and gave him a blowjob. This person goes on to say, I often fantasize about picking up two random men and having a threesome with them. One from behind, one in my mouth. I believe the term is being spit roasted. Yes, that is the term. This person goes on to say, I want that so bad, but I'm terrified of finding myself in a potentially physically dangerous situation. Me and two men. I hear that a lot, actually. People get a little nervous about that dynamic.
Well, and women, you know, whether it's anybody, you know, it's guys don't think about their physical safety when they're going off to sex play. Women mm-hmm. do. So I would either have a friend and have them bring a friend, or I know it's the fun is, you know, picking people up, but you can get some safety features. You can make sure you have a friend that knows. You can go to a sex club and do it. There are ways
to do it. And get to know the bouncer, as we talked about earlier.
There are ways to do that. That do not, you know, and you can screen, you can post that fantasy. And then I want you to pretend to, you know, pick me up. Like I want to pre-screen you. And this is the deal. I'm going to have two guys. And here's the thing. I want you just to pretend you guys are the UPS drivers that come on over and,
right.
You know, you can role play that.
Our kinky confessional on our website, turnedonpodcast.com.
Turned On with Sue and John.
Valentine's Day is, well, depending on when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it the minute it drops, and you should be, Valentine's Day is next week. And here on Turned On with Sue and John, Sue McGarvey has some ideas, the best sex toys for Valentine's Day.
Yes. Well, there's certainly some, you know, there's sex throws, right? All those sex blankets. And honestly, I've had them and they take forever to dry because they're rubber in the middle.
Well, they're supposed to, they're supposed to absorb
moisture.
They're
constantly in the wash, right? So, which is why I like puppy pads. On the other hand, And the other thing happens is because it's rubber and there's lots of fluid, you kind of get a pooling, you know, get a little puddle in the middle. However, there's some new ones that are a little smaller, that are sex throws, that are like really absorbent as opposed and have the rubber in the middle so they don't stain your mattress, but they're really fluffy and absorbent. I don't know if they're made of ShamWow or whatever.
ShamWow.
They've got like
there's a reference from a few years ago. Oh my god!
They got some absorbent quality to them. So have a look. They're called the sex throw, not the sex blanket.
Okay.
And I think they could be really fun, and they're pretty. So you know, they don't look like the rubberized, you know, mattress pad that you have that you and your mother's over and go, why do you have a mattress pad out? No, you could have a fuzzy blanket going, oh, isn't this nice? And it's sort of weird in the middle, but lovely. Yes, Mom. Yes. As I put it in the corner.
Mom, why are you rolling around on my bed?
Well, or why is it, you know, folded up nicely at the end of your bed and she's petting it, right?
Mom's a little weird. I guess the apple didn't fall too far from the tree after all.
No, it really didn't. So figure that out, the sex throw. The other piece is the satisfier. Everybody's talking about the satisfier and it's evolved from the clitoral pump. Okay, so let's just do the anatomy of this. So for a lot of guys, they have the pump that brings, you know, fluid into the penis and engorges
it. Right.
It helps with erection. So for women, for orgasm, for a lot of women who are having trouble, get a sex pump. It's like a little cone, a little dome that goes over the clit and it gets pumped up and all the blood flows into the genitals and it's blood flowing against nerve endings that trigger orgasms. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, you can see me moving my little fingers. But the idea is
I'm looking in my closet. I'm trying to find one so I can show it on camera.
Oh, okay. You work on that. But the satisfiers are great. So the sex pumps, you know, the clitoral hood pumps are great. The satisfier is a version of that. It vibrates, but it also pumps. And everybody's been raving about the satisfier. I like hard, fast, and often. So they're not my personal favorite, but so many people, look at that. So if you're not, well done. In his studio, randomly pulls out, I am a sex therapist. I cannot pull one of those out.
It kind of looks like a gas mask. So if you're listening to the podcast, it kind of looks like a gas mask. It's got sort of an egg shape to it, but a dome. And then there's a little hose that attaches to it, a vacuum hose. And it will do exactly like the pump you're probably familiar with for men. It will suction and pump and it gets the blood flowing and everything becomes bulbous and quite fun and tingly and
Fun and tingly being the operative word. So the new one for Valentine's Day is heart-shaped. So instead of looking like a gas mask, it has a little heart shape. Okay, so you can certainly watch us when you're listening to this, but the idea is that you really do want to have new ways that you can pump up and it increases pleasure, increases orgasm. Again, as John so eloquently said, makes everything a little tingly. Mm-hmm. So that would be my suggestion for this Valentine's Day in terms of sex. And you want to go to our sponsor,
EdenFantasies.com.
EdenFantasies.com and get your stuff. Fill up your sex toy. Spend a little bit. I have a sex toy budget every month. What am I spending on? And anything I'm mediocre about, haven't used, whatever goes into the Kinky Garage sale. So you need to stay tuned as to when my Kinky Garage sale. And I had somebody drive in from Montreal for my Kinky Garage sale because I had so much cool stuff that was like, and all the money goes to. So I often will take, you know, whatever you want to give because the money goes to the food bank. So very cool stuff. Go to see Eden Fantasies and make sure you mention you heard it on Turned On with Sue and John.
This is Turned On with Sue and John.
Let's circle back to Valentine's Day now and Turned On with Sue and John. Sue, you've got some ideas for those who did not plan anything.
We do, right? The best Valentine's Day ideas do not include, oh my God, I didn't get concert tickets. Although there's a couple of concerts that are doing emergency Valentine's Day evening ones, or you didn't, you know, you don't want to buy the same old flowers because they're expensive. You want to do things that get your adrenaline up because those are the things that people remember. So, you know, you want to go to boardwalks if you're in the US or around here, it's laser tag or paintball, amusement parks, things that are open even in the winter that you can do. Those are important. Number two, you know, I know this story and I've told it before of my friend whose partner took her for a walk in the woods and she's kind of grumbly, but they went and had a spot where it was all set up with a fire. He had it all set out. He had wine chilling in the snow.
Come on.
And had, you know, a picnic basket there. And I thought, and she still talks about it, you know, 15 years later.
That's Hallmark movie stuff.
It is. It's very nice. But it's those kinds of things that do that. So if you do any of these, we're going to talk about, you know, how you can do, we're going to get to some fortune cookie things and how you do those in bed. Oh, but these ones, if you do these ideas naked, I'm thinking laser tag naked would be really cool. Bottle your own wine naked. Slow dance to your favorite song, right? Because if you haven't done anything, it's the morning of and you're swamped, turn on her favorite song, grab her in your arms, and slow dance with her. She's going to remember that and she's going to tell her coworkers, and that's what's important. It's just this moment in time. Boudoir shoot coupon. You know, even if you know somebody, he'll take it. I know you'll send John a note. He's a fantastic photographer. If you're in the neighborhood, he probably will do it for, a few $100, you know, set him up and he will come and do boudoir at your house.
Yes, in all my spare time.
Excellent. Yes, yes.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Erotic books to each other. There's a cocktail making class. I thought, I'm going to sign us up for that.
I love that.
I don't know if you can do it naked, but I want to do it with saw panties and short skirts.
You can do it naked once you graduate. And you're
exactly.
Your little detention at home, it's study night.
Yeah. You want to, go parking, grow up in the back seat. Fondue for dinner, you know, where you're eating slowly and you're, you know, the raclette.
Just don't get too close to the fondue. That's some bubbling, boiling oil. Be careful.
Singeing those pubes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, even just the chocolate fondue, if you're bringing in dinner, you know, you're picking out and there just chocolate, go. Melt some chocolate chips, some olive oil, you're good. Just dip some fruit in it and they think it's romantic. Make a bucket list together, ideally a sex bucket list because we're there. The one about karaoke, you know, karaoke naked. I don't know if you can do it at a public place, but you could certainly put on your favorite songs. Have you done that? Have you done that with Mrs. Milky?
No, and I used to host karaoke, that would be a lot more fun, because I hosted karaoke is why I hate karaoke, but I would revisit it if there was naked karaoke. And the other conundrum I have now is, what song would I sing in naked karaoke?
Well, I'm happy to set up naked karaoke if you want. If you would MC it, even if you do it in a sarong, I'm happy to set up naked karaoke. I bet you that would be a thing, babe.
I think that we're onto something there. Forget the podcast. That's the gold mine.
Turned On with Sue and John. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and blasttheradio.com.
We're so glad you're here. Please share us with a friend. We love when you share us with a friend. That's just the kind of open-minded Sue McGarvey and your buddy the Milkman are. All right, Sue. Next up on your list of things you want to tackle today, ask your sex partner these would you rather questions.
I think it's in keeping with the Valentine's Day idea, and sure you really want to do that. But think about some of these. And I thought, these are kind of sassy. You know, would you rather have morning sex or nighttime sex? According to our kinky confessional, they want morning sex, missionary or doggy, privacy of home or a spot outside, hot or cold, temperature play, feathers or leather, sweaty after workout or meet in the shower, teased orally or by touch, talk about fantasies or act them out, submissive or dominant, you know, music or porn in the background, right? Lube or spit. That made me laugh.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah. Send nudes or receive them, shower sex or car sex, vibration, physical touch, right? Bite or be bitten. Hand job or foot job? Sexy video or make your own? Kinky or vanilla? Restrain or be restrained? You get my thing. Peg or be pegged? You know, like there's a whole thing there.
Hot.
And have you done those? I think we need to challenge people. You know, this week on the Kinky Confessional, what would you do? Would you rather?
I'm picturing that happening after the cocktail making class. You go home for some remedial work, and then you get into those questions. Oh, wow.
I'm going to send them and we're going to post them on our website because it's great. And I think you should do this. And here we are. We're making things more sexy. We're saving the world one sassy relationship at a time.
You know what? I will add them to the show notes. So if you're listening to the podcast, it'll be right there in the show description. Turned On with Sue and John. Last but not least this week, whenever you get a fortune cookie, you read your fortune, and then you're supposed to add the term in bed. And I'm just looking right now. I actually have a Chinese fortune in my studio. It says, will you take a chance in the near future? In bed. You're supposed to add that to it. Ha, 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 ha. So
again, you can make your own for Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Some time, just print them out, stick them in some cookies or attach them to, you know how you put cookies in little saran wraps? Attach it to the saran wrap so they can open their fortune. How much fun would you have, you know? Would you rather?
Okay.
Feathers or leather in bed.
Oh, right? So you're taking the list from what we just talked about moments ago. I see. Aren't you a smart cookie? Pardon the pun.
Pardon the pun. A smile is your passport into the hearts of others in bed, right?
Mm.
Or change can hurt, but it can lead to a path to something better.
In bed.
In bed. It hurts. Yeah. It hurts so good. Yeah. Flattery will get you far tonight
in bed.
So I want to challenge everybody to see if they have a fortune cookie or, you know, be intentional, right? You want to find a way to do that, right? If sex is off your radar, you want to add some pieces and make it fun, because the new research is saying that it's playfulness and focus on pleasure. And that leads to the best dividends in terms of a sexual dynamic and being the most, you know, the sexiest thing you can possibly do. So that's what we're suggesting in bed. And you may want to really look at that. So that was that's our suggestions for this week. Hope everybody has a magical Valentine's Day. Magical Valentine's Day. We got more questions coming in about, you know, what to do if you don't have enough lube, about what to do if you are, you know, wanting all of these new sexual positions, but your partner is kind of not so bendy. We've got all the new information about sex pillows coming up next week. It's going to be so good. So good. So good. So good.
We are so grateful for you spending a little time with us, either on the audio podcast or we rolled video today as well. So that's on our YouTube channel. Thank you for listening to Turned On with Sue and John in bed.
Thanks for tuning in and getting Turned On with Sue and John. New episodes every week. To get in touch, find us online at turnedonpodcast.com. Until next time, stay naughty.